Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Let us pray. Eternal God of grace and mercy, help us as we gather here to be mindful of thy glorious presence, which fills this meeting place for worship, and help us in the moments of our gathering here, that we may worship thee in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. Let us stand to sing the first hymn, which is a hymn of praise. Will you join us in reading responsively the scripture selection for the morning? It is number 16 in the selections at the back of your hymnal. Then drew near unto Jesus all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Let us pray. We bless thy name, O God, for the friendship thou hast manifested to us in Jesus Christ. We bless thy name for the many mercies that we have enjoyed by thy grace. And we pray, our Heavenly Father, that you will help us to grow in the likeness of Jesus our Lord, that we may be able to manifest the same kind of friendship and grace toward others as we touch lives with them day by day. As we gather in this time of worship, we are mindful, O God, of many whose lives are this day burdened with weighty concerns. We ask our Lord that according to the riches of thy mercy in Christ Jesus, thou wilt reach down to those in their need and help them to find in the love and fellowship of fellow human persons the strength for living and meeting the challenge of each day. We ask, O God, that by thy blessed Spirit there shall come to prevail more of the ways of righteousness and peace in the affairs of nations and the ways of men. And we beseech thee, our gracious Lord, that we may be a part of thy redemptive work in the world. To that end, we ask that we may open our hearts to receive thy love and grace, and that we may open our lives to pour forth of that blessing to others with whom we touch lives today. We ask this blessing of grace in the name of Christ. Amen. And now will you continue to remain seated and let us reflect prayerfully as we sing our next hymn. I have entitled this meditation for the morning, The Christ of the Open Heart. It is based upon the verses we read in the opening portion of the responsive selection, verses which come from the 15th chapter of the Gospel as recorded by Luke. Some of the most treasured words of Jesus are in his parables about a shepherd seeking a lost sheep and a wayward son being welcomed home by a waiting father. And the occasion of that teaching in parables was the criticism by the Pharisees and the scribes of the willingness of Jesus to welcome and to eat with social and religious outcasts. Such an open affirming of the worth of persons is a hard test for us, and we observe that it is often failed. For while we tend to criticize the Pharisees and the scribes of their criticism about Jesus, we perceive that the followers of Jesus have not always been so willing to accept persons who were branded as socially and religiously unacceptable as their Lord before them was. An occasion is recorded in the 9th chapter of Mark when the disciples of Jesus met one who is known as a strange exorcist, one whom they described as a person who cast out demons in the name of Jesus. And they said to Jesus, "We forbade him to do this because he followed not with us. He did not belong to our group." And therefore they had bade him not put the name of Christian upon that which he was doing. In the record, you will read that Jesus corrected their narrowness, their tendency to be exclusive on that occasion. And as we examine ourselves and our fellowship of today, we find that we have not overcome completely the Pharisaic tendency to draw our robes about us, lest we become ritually unclean by touching lives with others who do not follow with us. In recent years, there have been manifested several indications of a tendency within our denominational fellowship to be closed and exclusive, unwilling even to accept fellow Christians as genuine and authentic. If you do not dot your I's and cross your T's in exactly the right way, there is considerable likelihood in our world today that you will be branded as a non-Baptist or as one who is not a Bible-believing Christian, one who is a debilitating liberal, or even a communist, many times by persons who do not even understand the meaning of the terms they use. And yet their rejection of us ought not to draw forth from us a similar rejection of them in return. For there does appear to be a continuing evident fear that to even hear a word with which one does not agree, or to touch lives with one whose ritual patterns are different, is to endanger the very foundations of one's faith and witness. There does seem to be some desire to fence in the Christian faith with doctrinal formulations and to shut out from the Christian fellowship any degree of diversity. But if this desire to fence in and shut out becomes a way of life with us, which takes precedence over an abounding joy in the great fellowship of the people of God, then we have parted ways with Jesus of Nazareth. For in his life and in his ministry, his response of affirmation to the people whom he met and sought out, we find the abiding challenge of an affirming faith. Jesus of Nazareth, whom we affirm as our Lord, is the Christ of an open heart. Never in any of the things he said or did he compromise the steadfastness of his devotion to true righteousness. But he always maintained a stance of openness toward people in order that he might affirm them as persons of worth and reach out to them in redemptive love. As we study the life and teachings of Jesus, it is openly evident that to him, the worth of persons was of greater concern than ethnic patterns or ritual values. His relationships with persons were more characterized by compassion than by censure, by openness than by exclusiveness. The Christ of the Christian faith is the Christ of an open heart and an uplifting hand. No more challenging goal can be set before us than to imitate Christ in this regard. It is incumbent upon us then as Christians to affirm the worth of all persons and respond in openness to them that we may be channels of love and instruments of help and hope. For us gathered here today, we ought to count it a choice privilege that we identify without compromise our lives and our homes, our churches and this seminary with the affirming and uplifting spirit of Jesus of Nazareth. For it requires no compromise of forthright commitment to him. Rather, it manifests a commitment to the truest spirit of Jesus if we, as the people of God, instead of building fences, invest our lives in building bridges of understanding, and building roads of service, within the Christian fellowship, reaching across racial barriers and denominational lines, reaching out into the world of the secular with open hearts and open hands, that we may make a living reality here and now of the leaven of Christian love. Edwin Markham said it this way. He drew a circle that shut me out. A heretic, a rebel, a thing to flout. But love and I had the wit to win. We drew a circle that took him in. That is the spirit of the Christ, of the open heart. Let us pray. Shed forth of thy love and grace upon us, O God, from thy great open heart of love. And help us to open our hearts that we may affirm others in that same spirit of love today, through the helping grace of Christ our Lord. Amen.